Irreverent, entertaining, cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.
You're listening to Sam in the Morning with Tori, only on LA Talk Radio.
Good morning. Welcome to the show. Today is Friday, June 16th. Hi, Tori.
Hello, TGIF.
Yes, indeed. And our guests flaked last night.
Oh.
As late as last night.
Wow.
Yeah, so
flaky.
That made me feel great.
Wow.
Right? You know, but that's okay. We always have a great time here alone.
Alone.
And these people don't know what they're missing, but...
No.
You know.
Frosted flake.
Some people don't get second chances with me, you know?
Yeah. Harsh words on a Friday.
I mean, if it's an emergency or something, I understand. But to just say something's come up, come on, that's fucking bullshit. And we all know that.
I like the feistiness this Friday.
Yeah,
Feels good.
Yeah, there you go. So the weekend's coming. Next week is the last few days you'll be here.
Correct.
And I'm already mourning
and
everything. But, you know, so did you make arrangements? I mean, are you like ready to move and everything?
I have the moving company. We had an estimate come yesterday. We have one coming today. We found a place in Denver. We got the lease signed.
Wow.
So we have a beautiful Victorian that we're moving to.
Wow.
And it's a lot cheaper than in Los Angeles.
Really?
There's no way in hell I could afford this in Los Angeles.
I know.
But Denver's also very hot right now in terms of real estate. So to be honest, I could buy it. The best thing I could do is probably buy a little apartment and rent it until it booms. You know what I mean?
Right.
But who has the money for that?
Yeah, well, you will eventually.
Eventually,
you know? But the thing is, if you're you signed the lease and everything, obviously you're looking forward to this last thing.
Oh, yeah.
So that's good.
Yeah, and they're helping to pay for the moving cost. So that's really nice, too.
Yeah, wow, that makes you feel important.
Yeah,
right?
Sure does. There anything with like a phone call makes me feel important. So, yeah, I feel really good. There's a photo shoot happening on the 28th, so very exciting.
Very nice.
Yes.
So, now, the so Denver, exactly. You see, you're going to have a much better lifestyle.
Yeah, because of
the cost of living and everything is a lot lower.
Yeah.
You can get a nicer place.
I mean, this is it's not enormous. It was built in 1893.
Right.
It is a gorgeous Victorian, and it's like literally one of those like charming storybook houses you dream about.
Uh-huh.
And it's I could never even think about this house in LA.
Really?
Never. So yeah, so it's exciting.
And you got it like what, from here, like just remote control?
Tori gets very proactive and when it comes to living. So I spent like every second online.
Wow.
And I tried to find, I did a lot of, you guys, this is so embarrassing, my husband and I took quizzes of where to live in Denver because we don't even know what neighborhood to go into.
Right.
Like we could, what if we were in South Central? We're like, yeah,
that's
this is
true, right?
We have no
it's
idea.
Still Denver.
Yeah, who has any idea? So we took a quiz, which is super accurate, an internet quiz.
Uh-huh.
And it was so accurate.
Really?
So what it does is you list like your favorite, like which one of these do you like better? And you do, it's like 5 minutes. Okay. And then at the end, it says things like you love your car so much you wear driving gloves, and it's like you should live in blank. And then it was like you're walking your dog with like maybe holding a joint, you're listening to Dave Matthews, and you're a 30-year-old who doesn't have kids yet. And I'm like, that's us. And it was like Wash Park. I'm like, that's where we're going. So anyway, we got a house there.
That's funny.
It's so accurate. But our friends we have a friend who does live there, and she said it's great.
Yeah.
So we're 5 blocks from the best park in Denver, I think, and then a lake where the dogs can run around, and then we're also by like the farmer's market. I mean, our block has all Victorian houses with block parties every like 4 times a year. Like, it's gonna be great.
Yeah. Well, I'm sure you get like Hollywood, West Hollywood out of your system by now.
Right? I feel like
you're gonna
behind. You're gonna love this. Yes, last night I was invited to like one of my very first like big parties, like in LA. Like, I'm hitting all the big spots as I'm leaving, and I got invited to a rooftop party for a makeup, premiere of a new brand, and I it was at the London, and everyone was fancy, and RuPaul was there, and I'm like, cool. So I brought my friend Lori, and we love makeup, and we went there, and it was like you're going to experience what it's like to be at the top of an LA thing, right? So right. I am on the list. I've never been on a list before. We go up to the penthouse. It's beautiful. There's free drinks. There's food. There's RuPaul. And about 5 minutes into it, we're like, oh, this is fucking boring.
Yeah.
You just stand really? There. There's no... to do. There's nothing really? To
there's
talk
no pool
about.
Or anything?
There was a pool, but it's not as if like a movie screening, right? Where we can discuss the film afterwards or at least go see
right.
the film.
So you're not gonna go
there was
swimming.
No art gallery. It was right. just standing around and there wasn't even makeup out. Right. So I thought, man, so
yeah,
this is
we've come all the way here.
I came
for this.
Here and for 10 years I was waiting for this moment and then I'm like, okay.
Yeah, no, you need to go to a pool party. That's what
yeah,
the action
or like
is.
Some kind of party where there's act yeah, where there's something to do.
Right.
And at one point I was walking through, and there's two stories I have to tell you, and a very handsome gentleman without a shirt on was just standing at the window, and I was taking a step, and he's like, please be careful of your step above. You have to step up. And I go, are you hired just to stand here to tell people that? He goes, yeah.
Really?
And I was like, I could have been hired to do that. Like, that's something like I almost was doing. So he stood there the whole night just letting people know there was a little step.
Whoa.
And at the same time, we didn't think we were going to get any makeup. And usually at parties, you get swag. So I was so excited to get my first swag.
Right.
You know, if you don't know swag, it's like free product that they give you at the end.
Right. They try to promote it to influencers.
Exactly. And like at the Oscars, your bag is insane. Like there's right. automobiles in there, you know. So I was like, God, Lori, I don't think we're getting any swag. So I was with this girl, these two girls who I had met because her credit card had fallen in a slat in the roof and they had to get someone to pull it out.
Really?
And then that poor guy with the shirt had to stand there because there was a hole. Anyway, we see four makeup palettes that they're like premiering on side tables and we all look at each other and we're like, you know, if we're not going to get swag, we're going to take these makeup palettes.
Really?
So we're like, okay, I go, 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 go. So we each take a palette and we just like walk out and they were for free. So it was so stupid.
Right,
they weren't
right.
like for anything. But, and as we're leaving, they're like, oh, here's your swag bag with the makeup palettes. So we put our other ones
then
back.
You feel stupid, yeah. right?
So we had to go back and put them down. You can tell how not in LA, no one saw.
Really?
Everyone's looking at everyone else. I mean, yeah. it's so interesting and everyone looks so made up and everyone is plastic and no one speaks to each other. In Denver, I assume if there's any kind of party, I'll be meeting people. No one said, oh, hey, I'm Tori, even when you're right next to them at the
right.
at the same little table.
Wow.
So it was so bizarre.
It is weird.
And
you know?
Somebody walked in like pleather pants, which I guess are in with enormous heels. And she immediately gets handed like a cute little cheeseburger hors d'oeuvre. And before even looking up, she's chatting or Instagram living the cheeseburger. So her phone's down and she's like, guys, look at the cheeseburger. And I was like, how about you just like look up? You haven't even gotten to the party.
Right.
And she just was like immediately on her phone and it looked like a Black Mirror episode.
Yeah.
You know?
You see, it's yeah, yeah. I mean, people are connected to their like virtual friends.
It was
virtual
very
fans.
Strange.
You know,
it was very strange.
It
You're
just
right.
shows you, I mean, the power of wanting to be a celebrity, and they're celebrities in their own mind. You
it,
know,
it, it
I mean?
Is, and there is an episode of Black Mirror that's new with what is her name? Ron Howard? Oh, Bryce Dallas Howard. She stars in it. She's excellent. Ron Howard's daughter.
Right.
And it's all about when you're on your everyone's on their phone, kind of like normal, but you realize in this world, and it's only like 20 years from now. That likes give you actual currency. So you
right,
can't
talked
actually,
about that.
Yeah, it was
yeah,
like
yeah.
that. It was like
yeah,
she
yeah,
couldn't
yeah.
get in the party without
right,
getting
where
points.
Right, people rate you
yes.
like Uber drivers.
Exactly, and
like
you can't
that.
Even get like a coffee in the morning if you don't have a high enough rating.
Right,
it
and
was
then she
like,
was uninvited
like, yeah,
to a wedding.
Yeah, yeah, it's just like that. It was like she walked in and was ready to get her likes, this right. girl. And she was Snapchatting before I could look up. I mean, it was bizarre.
Right.
But that's what I
and
mean.
And they don't live in the moment.
No,
you know
it's
what I'm
very
saying?
Very weird.
It's just like those people that always take videos on their trips and pictures rather than enjoying what they're doing.
And I totally get that. But this was, I get that. And I also see the point of like putting the phone down. I've never seen someone literally walk into a party
right.
and just
and was she
start,
alone?
Yeah, and a lot of these people were influencers. So they were expected to be on their social medias, right? Right. Like we were invited because we are quote unquote social media celebrity, whatever. These people must hate their lives. They just didn't even look up. I was very confused.
Wow.
Yeah. So I was, it was like exactly seeing the future kind
yeah,
of, you know
right?
what I mean? Like the cheeseburger was more important than like even getting, oh, you know, she was like,
right.
look how cute this burger is. And I was like, there's a whole party. Like RuPaul's right there. Go look, you know,
yeah.
it was so weird.
So you were obviously people watching.
I was obviously people watching and obviously drinking. Free bar, why not? And they had really good food. And but after a while, you people watching, they all kind of look like the same person.
Right. Yeah.
And this has got to be in every industry. I'm not saying this is an LA thing. I'm not hating on LA. I love LA. But in DC, same thing. If I went to Old Ebbets Grill, every woman and man is going to be in a conservative suit. They're all going to look exactly the same.
Right.
So it's just like the culture. You know, right. Our culture was a lot of hot pants, a lot of titties, and a lot of just looking at each other to see who's who.
Yeah. And I think Denver's a lot more laid back,
right? I would think.
Yeah.
I hope.
It sounds like people there are great, you know.
Yeah, granola-y, a little more relaxed, a little bit more like just normal people, right. Which is what I'm ready for because I'm like too old for that shit.
That's true, yeah.
Like all these girls were getting their stilettos stuck in the grates, and I was like, right. I'm wearing sneakers.
Now, do you see yourself settling down there like for life in Denver? Or
you know, I didn't think I would ever feel that way about LA, and I did. I loved LA, and I could see myself in somewhere in California or in, I mean, I don't know, maybe.
Yeah, you don't know, obviously you don't know, but
I could for sure.
Yeah,
if the show goes well.
Yeah, and this is a place though where you'd raise kids and start a family and everything.
Mm-hmm,
good.
Mm-hmm.
Then that's what's important, you know.
We picked the house because one of the rooms has like a really, it was staged and had a really cute nursery, and I was like, my mother will approve. She's like, oh, get this one. Look at that nursery. Uh-huh.
Yeah.
We'll see.
Is she on your case all the time? But come on, let's get going.
On my case is like the most understatement of the world.
Really?
Yeah, like even my dad. They're just, they really want
grandkids. They really want
kids. There was a point in which she came home from a party and she said everyone was talking about their grandkids. And someone, another lawyer was like, I don't have any grandkids. My kids suck. She's like, me too. And I was like, dang. Y'all are haters, man. She's like, I'll pay you to have grandchildren. I was like, how much?
Oh, wow.
So interesting. No, she really wants them.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. And my older sister, I want her to have them first, but it's going to come down to me, I think.
Yeah, I was going to ask about that, but So yeah, it's time. How many are you planning? 3, 4?
Oh, fuck, I don't even want one. No. I think.
But look, if you don't feel that you
No, I do. But I do don't. You? I don't, and I do. So I'm not ready yet.
Right.
But I feel I'm almost gonna be ready. Like I feel like the door's right over there, and I can at least see the door.
But people say that you're never ready. Yeah. You just have to.
My
do
friend
it,
Scott just got pregnant. And she was like, "You're never
right.
ready."
I mean, you've been saying you're not ready for all these years.
But thank God. I mean, I am glad we waited because a lot of my friends did it sort of. That's what you expect after you get married. It's whatever. And we were just like, we just felt not yet there career-wise.
Right,
and
exactly.
we held off. And I'm very proud of us. That was not an easy thing, especially with a Jewish mother like
yeah,
my
with all the guilt.
The grandmother, yeah. So I'm proud of us for making that. That was a family choice, and we made that choice. And it's everyone's own decision, but we were clear about it. We weren't wishy-washy, so I'm proud of that.
Yeah, and I mean, you guys are still building your nest, you know?
Yeah.
You don't want to have the offspring
it was,
yet.
Exactly. Yeah. We really didn't. We wanted to be more secure, and I'm proud of us for doing that.
Well, that's awesome,
yeah.
Tori.
But then Denver, no, I have no idea.
Yeah, who would have thought, right? I mean, if
I
you went to like a psychic 2 years ago.
So like, I kind of wish I had to see, be like, remember that gypsy woman by the side of the road? She said Colorado.
That would never happen.
No,
I don't
it would never.
This,
yeah. I know. I do and I wish, but I just gotta, maybe, I don't know. No, I have no idea.
Yeah, we don't know about this stuff.
We don't.
But that's why we like to talk about it.
Yeah, but
know?
I do watch Long Island Medium every single episode and pray she's real.
What's that?
Long Island Medium.
Oh, okay. All right. A medium.
Yeah.
Okay.
I just
so
pray,
you watch
I
her
pray,
and you
pray she's real. I just hope. I am willing to tell you I don't know, but I hope. She's very, very good.
I know.
Yeah.
Well, I don't know. I picked up a book about all the stuff that the FBI and CIA investigated into.
Mm.
All these different phenomena and stuff. And really, I mean, I'm half midway through the book. Nothing really impressive. Nothing has been proven. Like, you know, nothing.
Yeah, but if it was, you wouldn't
ESP
know.
ESP and shit like that, you know?
Yeah.
And remember, the magician told us he can make like a rabbit or whatever it was, you know, read the mind of somebody
else. Yeah, the white mouse. Read the mind
of the white
of
mouse,
person.
Thank
yeah,
you.
Yeah.
He could read the mind of someone. I mean, it's magic. It's sleight of hand.
Yeah, I think so too. I do think if there is like aliens or if there is ESP, we would never know. The book wouldn't tell you. It's classified.
Right. But it's all paranormal. I don't think we'll ever know.
We'll see.
Yeah. But, yeah, never. Nobody's ever come back from death, so.
No.
I don't think anybody ever will.
We don't know. We'll see. Obama gave a really good opening speech to Jay-Z was just inducted into the Singer-Songwriter Hall of Fame, which is the first time someone from the hip-hop industry has ever been inducted into the Singer-Songwriter Hall of Fame. So it's really about their lyrics and writing songs. And he gave a great opening video, and he was like, I think I might be the only president that listens to Jay in the Oval Office. And he was like, I still think that is with the current president. I still think I'm the only president that listens to Jay. But yeah, they're friendly. They're very good friends. So he was very cool.
That's nice. Yeah. I like to see things like
that. Yeah, it was really neat. Yeah. It was neat. And Trump tweeted that he was being investigated by someone. So he confirmed he's being investigated by Twitter today, which was a big mistake because no one had confirmed that anyway. he is now interested in maybe firing Mueller. And the new one that just became the head of the investigation.
Okay.
And if you fire Mueller, they said there's just going to be a constitutional crisis on our hands. Because that's like the third person.
Right.
Fired.
He's firing everybody.
Yeah. And Mueller's well loved by everyone. He's got a Purple Heart. He was on FBI director for 12 years. I mean, this is a well-liked human being on both sides. Yeah. So you fire him and it's out of control.
Yeah. The next couple months are crucial. You know, we'll see what happens to the presidency, really.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's not good.
I know. Michael Phelps is going to race a shark. Did you hear about that?
Whoa!
Yeah, this is going to be. They're going to have Shark Week next week.
That's such a great idea.
I know.
Also, he's not going to be like in the water with the shark. Am I right?
I think he is.
Like, is he?
Oh, do you think?
Is Michael Phelps' next headline like Michael Phelps?
That's a good
eaten
question,
by shark?
Right?
Yeah, he better be faster.
But I think usually a race you do it together, no?
I mean, how does the shark doesn't know it's a race? Both parties should know.
Well, that's the thing is that they're saying like
in a cage. Or
sharks
something?
Cruise around 5 miles an hour, but if they're after prey,
like about 30
in their attack mode, they get to 25.
25. So he gets up to around.
But
there.
He's clocked around six. Six.
No.
So, yeah.
The fastest he goes is 6 miles per hour.
So he figures he can be faster than a cruising shark. So maybe it's not a race.
I thought he was like, wow, that's not that. I mean, that's fast for a human being, I guess.
But but the question is if it's not at the same time, then he's not racing anybody. He's just doing his own thing.
You think they put like a lane down and the shark's like, okay, I'll stay in one lane.
Probably,
No, how would the shark know? That's so funny.
Or maybe I don't know. And
the shark does a somersault to come back.
I think he's going to have to swim inside a cage though, don't you?
With the shark's there. Oh.
No, the shark outside, but he's in a shark cage and being pulled by a boat.
The logistics are questionable.
Right? Yeah. Right, and they're not telling much about it. What the hell is this?
Shark.
Yeah, sometimes some music came up here. But
that's cool. I mean, Shark Week is always my favorite. I love Shark Week.
Yeah.
They're releasing 47 meters down or feet down?
Yes, meters.
Okay, I'm not good with math.
What's that about?
Mandy Moore is in it, the awesome. I love Mandy Moore. It's two women that go shark diving, which I've done, by the way. And you go in a cage and their rope breaks. And they drop to the bottom, and it's 47 meters down. And now they're surrounded by sharks at the bottom of the ocean. And it looks absolutely like a little bit of a remake of Jaws. Looks great. Looks really, really good. Yeah.
They're saying it looks like an old-fashioned B-movie.
Yeah,
you know?
It's trying to give you that old Spielberg, gritty. Huh? They're trying to give you that kind of...
I know. I kind of miss those movies.
Me too.
Like The Deep and things like that.
Me too.
But, maybe it'll do well, right?
I think it'll do great. And Mandy Moore has kind of had a little comeback with This Is Us. She's on that TV show, This Is Us.
Right.
Shark Week, everyone goes sees this, you know. Yeah. The scary thing is, do you remember when we played that helicopter, where was it, in Orange County, where they were like, please get out of the water. There are 15 great white sharks surrounding you. So it could be hashtag too real.
Yeah, right?
So, but everybody likes a, you know, a monster movie if it's done well, you know.
That's true.
Yeah.
Except you don't like whales.
No, but and sharks are fine.
Yeah.
That's
W amazing.
Word. I know.
That's amazing. You're able to swim with sharks.
Yep.
But the big one is too much.
Like, even
for
you saying that, I was like, please don't say
I know. Yeah. And why do I keep doing that?
I don't like the word.
Because I find it very, okay.
You feel like it's very weird, right?
Right.
I do too.
It's going to be Father's Day this Sunday, right? Is it this Sunday?
Yeah.
It is, right?
Oh, God. Everyone's like, fuck.
I know, right? But hey, give some respect to the father.
No, no, man. Everyone has to get their gifts in time.
Right.
I have to really, yeah, I know.
I know, I never
it
buy gifts
up
in time,
on you.
Right?
I know.
And yet you leave it to the last minute, and then what, you know?
Yeah.
So we'll see, but...
just so you guys know, if you do have a last-minute gift thing, Zappos is less than 24 hours. It gives you 24 hours, and they ship it this next day, and it's always guaranteed, and it's free shipping back and forth. So if they don't like it, they can return it for free.
Ah,
excellent.
Zappos
excellent.
Shoes,
yeah.
Right?
But it's not just shoes now. I buy my mom little purses and handbags and clothes, and so look for your dad, like cute socks you could find, and it's super quick shipping.
Wow, very cool. So you can do that. or do something unprecedented and go to the store.
Whoa, slow down, Sam. Pump the brakes. I'm not walking into any malls. By the way, speaking of that, Amazon has just bought Whole Foods. Who knew?
$13.7 billion.
Jesus.
That's a lot of money.
It's 13?
13.7.
Well,
but
half a billion, $4 billion there, $4 billion, yeah.
They bought it for 27% higher than what it was valued yesterday.
Jesus.
Can you believe that? 27. I mean, they could have bought the whole thing for 27% less.
I will say this. I think what they're doing, and I have seen like literally graphic design images of this, is they're building, they need brick and mortar stores.
Right.
But you walk in almost to go the same as Whole Foods, but you don't check out. Your phone gets beeped right as you walk in.
Right, exactly.
And you just pick things like you need and walk out, and it's the weight.
Right,
or something.
Exactly.
Like the sensors are in the shelving.
Yeah,
connected to your
phone.
Yeah,
I don't know exactly how it works,
yeah,
but
that's what they want.
They call
it
like click and shop or
something.
Yeah,
so you don't
like
ever,
that,
there's
know?
No like, I guess there's no cashiers.
No, they don't need them.
Yeah.
And so that, it's called click and collect.
It's weird because then you've lost that industry for people who need jobs.
I know, but you know what? I got to tell you, if you remember when computers came around, said
that's
people would
true.
Lose jobs, and now everybody works with computers.
Yeah,
I think people adapt. Because, I mean, as a race, we got to give ourselves the credit that people will retrain, new generations come, and so forth. You know,
except that, like, we always say, the one line, if you've listened to us, you've heard it again.
Right.
Let's all say together, we're turning into robots.
We are. And
the adaptability comes into almost an evolving situation where they become morphed. Speaking of that, I just saw something you'd be interested in. Mm. There's now these tattoos that can be placed, let's say, in your birthmark. Let's say you have a birthmark on your arm.
Right.
They put the tattoo right over it. And if you pinch your birthmark, it changes the, answers a call.
Really?
Yeah. So I'm like, oh, fuck, we are turning into robots.
Oh, my God.
Or there's some guy that has it, and it's a black line on his arm, a tattoo, and when he rubs it, the volume goes up on the phone.
Oh, my God.
So, or you can click to go to the next one.
Wow.
Yeah, we are evolving into one another.
We really are, you know?
Yeah. That's crazy.
Scary. That's scary.
I can't even get Bluetooth headphones. I'm like tripping over my wires. I got to get a Bluetooth before it's in my skin. Jesus. Lord.
I know, but that's the thing. I mean, we have only ourselves to blame for all this move to the internet, you know?
Yeah, but that's the way it's supposed to go.
Right.
Who knows?
You know? But I got to tell you, some things you just can't buy online, you know? I'm looking
like a
for...
Like reading a book, that's you're holding a book. You can't just buy that experience.
Right, exactly. You know, so that's one thing. But no, let's say you buy the book online, you still buy it online. But I mean, like I wanted to get a reclining chair for my mom. And I went online and I went on Amazon and I found something and you don't know what it's going to be like. So you just read reviews.
Over and over and over again.
So you read reviews, some are good, some are not good. And then you go, you know what? It seems like a good deal. I can send it back. Let me order it. So I ordered it and then for some reason, then I started noticing all the negative reviews. I'm seeing a picture of the chair being broken and all this shit. I'm like, fuck this. I canceled it right away. Right? So then I realized I can't buy this online. I got to go. So I went to Lazy Boy, got to test it, got to sit in it. So what I'm saying is brick and mortar is not going away. It's just going to be different markets.
It will.
You know,
where did you go to a Lazy Boy? Because we need to go to
That was in Northridge. It's way out of your way.
But
I'm sure there's a lot of them. Just look
at
them.
No, there aren't. They need big space. They're kind of far apart.
Really?
I think we might do that. Lazy Boy, man, you think you go to a recliner. What's the only store you think of? lazy boy.
Exactly. That's what they're...
Interesting.
Right. Yeah. Although they have all kinds of furniture.
Yeah, we need a pullout. And I'm like, well, we're going to Lazy Boy.
Right.
Yeah.
You know? And it's the best. Yeah. You know what I mean? You get one with power. It's unbelievable.
I want the massage one I get in the chair.
Yeah, there's a lot of massage ones. Yeah. I know.
I love those.
But she needs one that allows her to sleep. Yeah. Not massage,
oh,
you know?
Not, yeah, that's true.
Yeah, you know, because she's like, what happens to her? She goes to bed at night. Her legs hurt, right? Mm-hmm. From lying down. Mm-hmm. So she has to get up, sit in her chair, in a wheelchair. The caregiver's got to be there 24/7 around her, so she can sit. And I thought, why don't we just get this for you, and you can adjust your position.
That's what we did with my grandparents,
right?
Yeah, they got it's two like huge Lazy Boys, and they love it,
right?
They passed, but they loved it. Yeah.
Do they have the power one?
They have the power one. They would lean back. They both fall asleep watching March of the Penguins in front of the TV.
It's amazing. It you know, great. I mean, if you get a you know, I mean, take out a few $100
yeah,
more.
Yeah, it's worth it.
But you got to get the power, because the other one is just like, it's hard, you know, with the handle.
Yeah.
It's got only one or two positions. It's hard to use. And it's the back is not independent from the front.
Yeah. You want to have a little more control.
Power, yeah.
Especially if they're going to be sleeping in it, which they can.
Yeah.
It's great.
I know. Yeah. I know. So I'm looking forward to that. But that's just the point, that some things you're always going to go to retail to get, and
like your food, like a farmer's market too. Like, you want to smell your food, you want to feel your food, you know?
Right.
Yeah.
No, absolutely. I even think clothes. I don't buy clothes online because they often don't fit the same way that they're supposed to. You know, it's like I look on Amazon for people that buy like clothes, and they're always like, oh, it looks better in the picture. You know, it doesn't look like anything at all.
Yeah.
And you can't tell just by a picture if it's going to fit you.
Well, that's why
you go to a store and you pick up a pair and you have to try it on.
Yeah, I don't. I hate trying on. I don't like to go to stores. But certain clothing lines are very smart. Like, let me think. Like Shop and Buy, what was it? Madewell does it. Revolve does it. They have, you can click a video. Oh, Zappos does it too. Let's say I see a cute shirt on Zappos and I'm like, oh, I wonder if my mom would like it. They have a video of a model, and she walks in it for you, walks back, and then answers questions about like the fit. And I'm like, really? That's the newer way of doing it, because you get to see the back and the way it moves, and like, it's really interesting.
That's true.
Yeah, but again, you do really need those stores. I know what you mean.
Right, yeah.
Speaking of things that might not go as well, the Megyn Kelly interview we were talking about with Alex Jones.
I knew you'd bring it up. Okay, yeah. What's happening?
He secretly recorded the entire interview and behind the scenes, anything she said off camera, and is releasing all of the audio before the
interview.
NBC, yeah.
Wow.
So when you deal with a rat, you'll get a rat.
Right, yeah. Exactly.
Bit him in the ass.
Lay down with dogs, get up with fleas, they say, right?
Amen. So he's promoting it. He said he recorded it the whole time. And he's releasing it beforehand, so she doesn't get it. No one gets credit from NBC or Megyn Kelly or anyone.
Wow.
So,
well, we'll see.
Yeah.
Yeah. Apparently, I didn't realize that. I just saw that,
came
that
this
he
morning.
Has, yeah, that he had recordings of her asking for the interview or something.
No, he has her during the interview, before the interview. He recorded everything.
Wow.
They should have thought of that, though.
Yeah. Especially who they're dealing with, right?
Yeah.
Wow. So. But I can't wait to see, just because of the scandal here. I want to see what's going on. But the families apparently are actually suing MSNBC, right?
Yeah. And you can sue. I mean, again, when I brought up Skokie v. Illinois, that was because they went to the Supreme Court, because it was dealing with if it causes a clear and present danger, because it's so painful for someone else to sit there and watch, it crosses a line. I don't know how they're going to civilly do it or criminally do it, but you can fight it. I don't know if they'll win, but you can fight it.
Yeah.
It's tough, though.
I know.
You know.
I know.
Very interesting.
But for those of you who don't know, Alex Jones says that Sandy Hook never happened, and that 9/11 was what? A conspiracy? An
inside job. Yeah.
He
calls Sandy Hook Sandy Hoax, and he thinks the children who were executed were actors.
Right.
And the families were actors.
Oh, I see. Okay.
It was all
That's
staged.
What he says?
He has recordings of them practicing, he thinks.
Mm.
So
okay.
This is it's a crazy person.
Yeah, you know? Yeah. Well,
it's like, would you want, and I'm not comparing the two, but like, you think about people that deny things that we all know are true. Would you give them the space and time, you know?
Right. So, well, we'll see. Yeah. I mean, it's already in place.
Yeah, JP Morgan is taking ads out, but again, NBC says it'll air it, and again, their reasoning, which is fair, and what you said is hey, Trump has legitimized this guy because he's gone on his show. If this is legitimized by the president of the United States, let's shine a light on it.
Yeah.
That is a fair argument, and that's what they're saying. And it's, I hear that. It's valid. I just think, I don't think you give crazy a platform. I just don't when it's this crazy.
I see your point.
I see your
totally
point.
I see your
yeah,
point.
And I no. see yours.
Yeah. But, yeah, so we'll see what happens yeah. there. I wanted to bring this up because, you know, like animated movies like Pixar take
yeah.
like probably 5 years to make.
Yeah.
Some people don't realize that, you know. Cars 3 just
I
came
know.
Out, right?
Doesn't it look so good?
It looks great. But what I'm saying is critics are not very, you know, they're not very... happy about it.
And what's the
so I don't know that there it looks like an aging fighter and blah blah blah. And the thing is, all I'm saying is, look how you can you spend so much time and money, and then somebody just one fell swoop says, oh, this movie sucks, you know, and they can destroy the movie. And I'm saying, how can one person or even a group of people can destroy something? You know, that's what influence is about, though.
Yeah, and that's true. But for instance, like The Mummy came out with Tom Cruise. Okay?
Right.
It did not do well at all.
No.
The critics panned it.
Right.
My friend saw the movie, said it was just awful.
Really?
In some respects, critics right. are right to pan it, right? Like, if it's bad, it's bad.
Exactly.
However, you see things like Rotten Tomatoes, where now you're getting, you can see your own tomato. Like, it's critics and then people's version of Rotten Tomatoes.
Right, exactly.
And I think critics can. But here's the other thing. Things like Get Out. Do you know Jordan Peele did that horror movie? It's like a racial, it's a really good movie. I just watched it. And it was the head of the box office for like 2 weeks in a row. And it was a sleeper hit. No one thought it was going to be the head of the box office. And critics liked it. But it's funny that sometimes it doesn't take critics, or sometimes the crowd goes without needing a critic or not. It's funny how pop culture, Get Out became the number one movie and no one was talking about it. So right. it's interesting how those movies can pop up and without any critics saying anything about it.
Right.
So we find the good ones, I feel like.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah, somehow they get through.
But, you know, you figure those movies, okay, they take a few months, you know, blah, blah, blah. But
Pixar worked so hard.
Yeah, Pixar, it's like you worked so hard on this. I mean,
I heard good things.
I should
sucks.
Know because I used to do like computer animation.
Yeah.
And, you know, when you create things like this, you go, my God, you know, like
yeah.
we were talking about Finding Nemo and Dory and all that and all of it taking place underwater. You know, you
even
never
little,
could
yeah,
think you could
no.
do things
even
like
Little
that.
Mermaid was like unbelievable to see the water, even though it wasn't as good as the Pixar, like the Finding Nemo. You're like, how do they do this?
Right.
But yeah, it is hard because that takes so such exquisite care to do.
It really does.
And so, yeah, that's
and
that's
think
harsh.
About it. Just think about it like, first of all, you want to tell the story.
Right.
Right. And then you have to actually create it on the computer. So you have to think, okay, well, you have to forget about the story and remember, okay, so the fish has to move this way now. How do I make the computer do it that way? You know, where's the story in all this? That's what's amazing about it, is they can keep the story going even though there's so many technical things.
And the emotions. Like, for instance, Dory was based on Ellen's eyes. Dory's eyes were based on the artist would watch Ellen do the lines. And the eyes are Ellen's. So they put emotions in because they will watch the actor. So they don't lose that acting in it either,
right.
which is great.
And it comes through,
yeah,
right?
Like Tom Hanks is Woody. You see a little bit of that, you know, you see the facial expression. So
that's true, yeah.
It's different when it's just a blank. You know, Sleeping Beauty, not much there. But that was a long time ago, you know? She was sort of a blank face.
I know, but... The animated movies are just amazing to me, you know.
I've heard good things about Cars 3.
Really?
Yeah.
So we'll see. The truth is, I've never seen the first two.
Oh,
so I should. Right?
I only seen the first one, and it's. I mean, I like any Pixar movie. Give me a break.
I know.
Anything,
I know.
Anything. Give me anything.
That one. I think you know what happened. It came out at a point where my kids started going by themselves to the movies.
Okay.
And
sure.
So I didn't get to see it
sure.
anymore, but. Today I watch Pixar movies without my kids.
Yeah, hell yeah.
I need to.
That should be their slogan. Watch movies without your kids.
I know. But it's funny how animated movies are usually related to kids, whereas a lot of people love animated movies. You know,
my family always saw the new Disneys, always, just because they were elegantly well-written stories.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, yeah, and, you know, I mean, if you go into something like SpongeBob or something, you
which
know,
is also good in its own right. It's very
it
fun.
Is.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, a lot of great talent
hilarious.
Came out of that show, you know?
Hilarious.
It is hilarious.
He's a sponge who wears pants. Why? I love it. The bottom of the
and
ocean.
And all the other characters, you know.
My favorite thing is, was it Jimmy Kimmel or jaywalking? Remember jaywalking? It was Jay Leno. And
yes, go Jay out, Leno would do
And
that.
He would ask you, do you know who lives at, or how many stripes are on the flag? So he went around and said, who lives at 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue? And everyone's like, ooh, I don't know. Ooh. Who lives in a pineapple at the bottom of the ocean? SpongeBob SquarePants.
Oh, my God.
Everyone knew that one.
Really?
By the way, it's the President of the United States lives at 1600. In case you didn't know.
The White House.
The White House is
wow.
The address of the White House.
That's funny. So,
but everyone knew SpongeBob and Patrick.
Yeah. So, you know, we were talking about television networks. I guess they're saying Fox News drops the slogan fair and balanced.
I didn't even know that was real.
Yeah, no. I mean, they sort of like faded it away, I guess.
I see.
In
That's
the past.
Cool. Okay.
Yeah, in the last year, they're saying.
That's interesting.
And now they have a new one, most watched, most trusted. So, yeah, so who knows?
I love those things. I mean, you know, who knows? Who knows? That's really interesting.
Yeah.
That's fascinating.
They're saying, this is CNN saying that that statement is at least half true.
Yeah.
Insofar as Fox News maintains some of the highest ratings in cable news.
But I don't know if they're the most trusted.
Exactly. Yeah, yeah, that's the point.
That's also hard to quantify, right? Like, how do you know you're the most trusted?
Right.
How do you qualify that?
You don't. It's bullshit.
Yeah, that's kind of bullshit.
Yeah, but you know, I mean, so are the other media to me. You know, they're all
MSNBC has been kicking ass lately and beating CNN for the first time in a long time. And Maddow's doing great. But it's people looking for a different point of view from the government, you know?
Right.
And it's as his Trump's rating drop again, he's at 34%, the lowest of any president. You see people are interested in going to the other side, maybe picking up MSNBC because they're so frustrated with him.
Yeah, yeah.
You know what I mean?
That's true. You know, I mean, I tend to pick CNN, but I don't know. I think it's probably because they were the first. I'm still like enamored with
people
CNN.
People are like,
you know?
That's an OG, the original.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. And you get the characters there that you like, you know, like Wolf Blitzer and all these people that you kind of grew up with.
So
Alex
Jones talks about putting bullets in Wolf Blitzer's head
really?
On the tapes.
Oh, wow.
So this is who that we're talking about.
Oh, God.
So good, yeah.
Well, maybe he'll end up in jail because of all of this. Maybe he'll end up, they find out he threatened somebody's
from your
life.
Lips to God's ears.
Right?
I think he's a terrifying
It's not
influence.
Like he's on anybody's side. I think he's just an asshole.
Yeah, that's so true.
Yeah.
That's
but,
very
you know,
true.
What are you going to do? So that's Fox for you.
There's Fox for you.
You prefer to get your news where? Well, from the paper, I know.
I like the paper.
But what
and
do you
I
do as far
like,
as up-to-date stuff?
I do like MSNBC. I like Joe Scarborough and like Morning Joe because he's a Republican and with a congressman. And Mika because she's a Democrat. And they have really good people. I really like Lawrence O'Donnell. I like Rachel Maddow, but she can be a little like... She thinks she's really cool. I don't know. Sometimes she kind of goes a little over it
really?
For me. Yeah. But I also, I really like her. I really like almost everyone at I really do. I like the whole lineup.
So you like MSNBC?
Yeah. I like Brian Williams. Yeah. I like the whole group.
Yeah.
Brian Williams is funny as hell.
Yeah.
That guy is very funny.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I like the whole group. But you sort of find your person that you trust. You know what I mean? So...
Yeah.
And then like when 9/11 happened, I mean, I would walk down the halls of Ann Arbor in Michigan and it was just CNN, 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 CNN. I mean, everyone went to there or, you know, so.
That's true, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Or Peter Jensen. I mean, I went to Channel 7. But you go to the people you trust in terms of, you know, everyone went to Walter Cronkite when like the Challenger happened or, you know, the JFK was shot. You go to the person you trust.
Right.
So.
Yeah. It's funny because, I mean, I'm dating myself, but then who cares, right? But I remember when they put together MSN and NBC, it was Microsoft.
Mm-hmm.
NBC wanted to get into cable.
Mm-hmm.
So together they created that channel. It never was that big, but is it big now?
It's the top of the ratings for like 4 weeks in a row.
Really?
Yeah. It's doing, it is, Trump has done nothing but help that rating go way. Oh, sky high.
Wow.
Sky high. So they're having their best years ever. So is SNL and so is Stephen Colbert because they're just against Trump.
Right.
So it's just people tuning in, you know?
Yeah.
It's very interesting. But yeah, they're doing very, very well.
Wow.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, some things about technology.
Yes.
There's I guess you probably heard about this girl that was, she talked her boyfriend into committing suicide.
Yes, and by texting. And she was just found guilty today, this morning. I watched her not understand if you watch the video, the judge says guilty and she's not understanding it.
Really?
And then said something about being a juvenile and she's trying to ask her lawyer and she's not unclear.
And they're trying to claim that she was under the influence of some, she was really depressed or something, right?
Yeah.
Was she under the influence of antidepressants or anything?
I don't think
they said that, right?
Yeah, I don't think they played that card. She was found guilty of involuntary manslaughter. So it's not a first degree crime. But if you read the text messages, she said, you got to do it. Let's do it right now.
Right.
Do it.
She failed to tell him to get out of the truck when he started. He died of carbon monoxide inhaling.
And she was the one who put the idea in his head. She's the one like, this has to happen. It was over days, weeks. And then the day of, she was like, do it. We got to do it right now.
Fuck, man.
Yeah, like that's evil.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's not, oops, I slipped and you fell and broke your neck. I'm evil.
And he was obviously in a pretty vulnerable position.
He was very vulnerable.
Right?
Very vulnerable.
Wow.
It makes no sense to me what she got out of that.
That's true, right?
I don't understand at all.
So they're saying, well, you know, maybe she was not aware of what the hell she was doing, but that's irrelevant. And that's why you're saying it's not first degree murder, I don't.
Yeah, she didn't cause, you know, murder is malice, causing malice with a forethought.
Right.
So you really need to have been premeditated and you have to cause it. He did commit suicide, but her causing that suicide, that's setting a precedent for people now because texting is always, it's a gray area. And in technology, this judge is saying you texting him is the same as you encouraging him in person.
Exactly. Or like calling him on the phone or whatever.
But that sets a precedent now for any text case that comes to the court.
Especially for young kids.
Exactly.
That you know texting means so much to
them. On cyber or if you're on Facebook. This is a precedent that he set, this judge. And I think it's a good one.
Yeah.
Because it's almost probably more influential to the teenager.
Yeah.
So
I guess she was found guilty for manslaughter. That's what it
involuntary is. Involuntary manslaughter.
Wow.
Yeah. So, yeah, and, you know, you don't get away with that stuff. So I think she's like 15 or something.
No, she was 17 at the time. Okay. I think now she's 20.
Wow.
Yeah. She was a juvenile.
That's what I thought. I thought she was a juvenile at the time.
Yeah, she was.
Okay.
And so was he, I think. Right?
Yeah. What a tragedy.
I know.
What a bizarre, evil, sick thing to do. I don't get it. I don't get what you get out of that.
Well, who knows what went on, right?
But they have the text. They know what went on. It's just bizarre.
Yeah. Wow.
Just don't. If you're interested, the text messages are so. They leave no doubt.
Right.
Yeah. There's no questioning. She's like, you got to kill yourself. Like, it's so strange.
I know. And people document everything in writing too. Yeah. You know what the hell, man.
Very strange. Like my days, people were worried about stealing a book from the library. Now people are texting to kill yourself. It's
right, you know?
I just don't get it.
What a different world it's become. Yeah. And so connected to this, I guess a YouTube star is accused of asking his fans to send them explicit videos. Now, those fans are underage. So this is like a young kid. He's 24 years old.
Not that young.
No. He does a cappella of popular songs, has up to 1 million views on YouTube.
And so what did he ask?
So he asks, he tells girls this. He says, prove to me that you're the biggest fan, you know, because girls would tell him, oh, I'm your biggest fan, blah, blah, blah.
In private,
so send me a
that?
Video of you twerking, taking off your clothes.
Really?
Blah, blah, blah. Yeah. And
what
they're
an
saying
idiot.
In the video, he asked them to constantly say how old they were.
Wow.
To state their age in the videos while they dance.
Was he trying to protect himself that way? By
saying, are you
18 so I'll only watch if you say 18 maybe?
No, but I'm sure they said 14 or something, right? I don't know what they said. I mean, they're
dumbass.
Not saying anything that he told them to lie about their age, but he wanted them to expose themselves. They're saying they found a lot of child porn on his phone. And so we know where this guy's going, man.
Wow.
They're saying he linked his battle with depression with him asking attention by asking fans for video.
And again, I tell you, I implore you to realize when you are on social media of any kind, you have zero reasonable expectation of privacy. Do not think you can send a private message and it's private. You have absolutely zero expectation of privacy. It's right. called social media. So, for instance, Harvard just rescinded 10 acceptance letters because they watched what they did on Facebook, and people are suing. Yeah, you got no right. That is, Harvard gets to represent Harvard however they want. Mm-hmm. And if they see racial things on your Facebook, that is no privacy there.
Exactly.
Zero. You know, I'm and talking
plus
zero.
Plus, you're putting this out there. That's what I'm saying. Not like it's private.
Yeah, there's scrutiny levels of privacy, right? Even in like a phone booth, you have a little bit more privacy because it's closed in. On social media, you ain't got none, hun. None.
Yeah.
So just know that. Any time I was hiring someone at a retail store, the first thing I did was look at their Facebook page.
Yeah, right.
It's absolutely legal. You can post, and I can look, and right. I can hire and fire based on that decision.
That's true, right?
So just know that, guys, because it's very important.
Yeah, that's true. I have been looking at some Facebook pages, but they tell you go and look, you know. So you do, you know, when people apply for jobs and stuff.
Yeah, but just realize, you know, don't forget when you put up racially insensitive jokes that is free for everyone to see, and they have the right to take back their offer.
Right, and can they make you reveal your private page? You know what I'm saying? If you like, don't give. If your page is like protected,
right?
Until someone friends you,
right?
Do you have to friend them?
In that level, all I would think about is there is a higher level of scrutiny, meaning you have a little bit more protection because you have a private page. But in any way, if that gets out, that's also on social media. So
right.
It's so fragile.
Right.
Like someone could find a way out of that.
Exactly. Court. Yeah. I mean,
nothing's private. No. Really, it isn't.
No, and you don't know who to trust, man. Yeah. Online, don't trust anybody.
Yeah, and don't think you should be posting. First of all, don't be posting that shit. But also, you've got to think about, even when you're 15 to 18, what you post is important for colleges. I mean, it's important. They're yeah. looking. They're looking. And you see these cases come up now. Technology and computers, they're looking. It's in the background now. Yeah.
Wow.
It's part of your whole profile now, you know?
I know. It's like in Instagram. I mean, people put all kinds of shit.
Yeah, be careful. When you pose your like butt cheeks, I'm like, just be careful, man. It's funny as hell, but like, be careful.
I know. You know what? I mean, the thing is, you have some women, and this is women that post themselves in bikinis and suggestive poses and stuff. They get like 100,000 followers, and then they complain when people look at them like sexually or as an object.
This is your worst pet peeve. You hate this.
Yeah, because I mean, you're attracting that, right? Aren't you attracting
it's
those
a mixed
kind of
message.
Fans?
At best,
right?
It's a mixed message. Give me a break. But then again, I have a friend like Sid Wilder. She has a gazillion fans on Instagram. She blatantly is showing herself as she wants to. She owns the shit out of it, and she's funny.
Yeah.
So in that respect, all props to you.
Yeah, if that's what she
if
wants.
You own it and you do it. Great.
Own it. There
totally.
You go.
You got to own it.
You know, and don't go. You know, complaining to other people, why are you thinking of me this way or that way? Well, that's what you projected.
Yeah. It's all about the projection.
Right.
And if Harvard wants to not, like, take on racists, they shouldn't have to.
Yeah.
So, you know.
No, I agree with you.
Right?
Totally agree with you on that. Okay, well, we're at the end of the show. Folks, take care of your dads this weekend.
Yes.
Because I'm a dad. I feel cheated out of my kids. And
do you think do you get a call on Friday?
I will.
Okay, good.
I will. Okay. I hope it's more than just text. Actually, my daughter did offer to go out to lunch or dinner or
something. You should do that.
I will. I haven't seen her in months. Are you kidding me? And
I'd
she
love
lives
that.
Right here, Tori. Yeah.
Yeah, take it. Real fathers are often underplayed and underrated.
They really are, you know?
You know, I believe in that.
And look at homes where there's no father. I don't think it's the same. I really don't.
I'll disagree with you politely, but also know that fathers are very helpful and wonderful and are underrated at best.
Don't you think that there's a problem with families of... absence of fathers?
No. I wish there were fathers for everyone, but I think single mothers can handle and do both roles very well.
Wow. Okay. Yeah. We're going to have to talk
Hell
about
yeah,
that.
Yeah, we are.
Okay, that's a charged topic, but it's an interesting one.
There you go.
Okay, Tori. Thanks so much.
Anytime. Have
As
a good
always,
weekend, guys.
Yes, and we'll see you on Monday. Hello? Oh. There we go. I shut off the music before...
You're listening to Sam in the Morning with Tori, only on LA Talk Radio.